old preacher got.
Like to say, it's good to be back at Riverside. Thank God for everything that's been said and done today. I noticed that one of the songs, as they sang it, said, I could sing about heaven for a million years, and I wouldn't even begin to tell the story. Amen. I've been trying to be a mouthpiece for Jesus for many years. And I can say today that I haven't even touched the surface of the great story and great love of Jesus Christ. Can't even touch the surface. But one thing for sure, I'm not going to give up. One thing for sure, I'm not sitting down. One thing for sure, I've got the greatest story that's ever been told. And I would like to share it with the whole world if I can have that opportunity. But, you know, God knows our hearts better than we know ourselves. He said so. But how wonderful it is to be a child of God. And the joy of that salvation, the joy of that hour that Sister Michaela sang the song. The joy of that hour, I will never forget. Will you? I'm glad that one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy. I'm glad that today we of God's people, how we can have joy down on the inside. If we would just keep the globe clean, God said for us to do that. Make sure the globe is clean, that the glorious light of the gospel can shine out to those that are in need. And folks, if there ever was a day, if there ever was a time that the darkness is taking over our world, it's the day and time that we're living in. The darkness and sin is raging everywhere that we look. And is it important that we of God's people hold up the bloodstained banner and that of Jesus Christ and just be a great light for Him in this world that we live today? Yes, it is important. And let us not forget that we are responsible for just that. We are responsible to do what God wants us to do. And if we fail to do that, we will see darkness come greater and greater every day that we live. Pray for us. I'm going to read some scripture. Want to read along with us? 2 Corinthians. If you'd like to go over there in the 4th chapter. I'd like to encourage the church today. I know that you're going through a situation that you do not like, and we just pray. We pray for you all the time that God will give you just exactly what you need. You know, it may not be what we think we need, but we pray that God will give you what you need. What you need is someone that will stand in the gap and be a mouthpiece and that for the Lord, and be strong and be a good leader, and be one that will rebuke, and one that will love, and one that will feed, and one that will be able that you can trust. Folks, the flock needs to be fed, and the flock needs to be rebuked, and all those things things are in love, because God said to do it. And I'd like to read a few verses of scripture here in this chapter, number 5, 2 Corinthians. Read with us. This just tells us a little bit about what our responsibility is and what we have been called to do as God's people. It reads like this. Therefore, seeing how we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. This ministry, I want you to notice that, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves in every man's conscience in the sight of God. Boy, I'd like to say just this. Just go and do it, okay? That's what we need to do. Just go and do it. I'll pray for us. I don't really be able to read much or not. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the eyes of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. Did you hear that? Folks, the glorious light of the gospel should shine unto them. Boy, let me tell you, I thank God for what He does for us. I'm going to go to the 13th verse and read a few more. We have the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Yes, it was responsible back then, and we are responsible today. But I want to go down to the 16th, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And then the last verse says it like this, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. That's all we're going to read. I thank God for it. And now, folks, the singing's been great. I thank God for good singing, spiritual singing. Anything that the Spirit of God is in, I can rejoice in it. Amen. But I want you to notice that this gospel that we try to preach, that we stand and try to be a mouthpiece for the Lord, I want you to notice that. Sometimes, boy, let me tell you, we think that this is something that we can do, but it's not something we can do, but rather it's something that we must let God. The Bible itself has no hidden purpose. It has one single purpose and bold message that everyone needs to be saved by the marvelous grace of God. That's the bold story of this book. I read it from page to page and lid to lid. Folks, there is one bold message that's going out of it, and that is, you must be born again. Jesus came and died for you. Jesus came and set up the plan of salvation, and He made it so simple and so plain that man cannot bow themselves down to the place where that they can be saved. They're looking for some great and high and mighty a thing that they can do, and that to give of salvation. But folks, there is nothing to do but what God said to do. And that's to be obedient to the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God calls, I can read this book to you all day long, and these words will not touch you. Any man can read them. Any man can get the words out of it. But let me tell you something today, church. We as God's church, we have a responsibility. We have a greater responsibility. Did you know that? They can read this book, but it'll get them nowhere. But the church of God, when God works through his church, and the Spirit of God walks these aisles, and yes, I believe the Spirit of God walks the aisles. I believe the Spirit of God knows every heart that's here today. I believe God knows every purpose that's in your heart. I believe that God knows every need that you have today. And I want to tell you, if you're here today and lost, and you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to know that we want you to listen. Don't listen to what I say. But if the Spirit of God, which must work in your heart, if the Spirit of God works in you, and the Spirit of God speaks to you, you will hear the God of the universe speak. The Bible says you've never heard a voice like this one before. You've never experienced, baby, that something speaking and that to your heart and not to your ears. That's the Spirit of God can come into you and bidding you and letting you know that you need to be saved above everything else. Folks, you can accomplish all the world has to offer and die and go to hell. Did you know that?
Blessing God. Help.
That's not what God wants. I tell you, that's not what God wants. But with all of that, with all the plan of salvation and how great it is and how long we've been trying to tell others how great it is. Folks, like I said, I've been preaching a long time, and there is nothing in this world that I enjoy more than to preach God's gospel. When the Spirit of God comes on me, I love being a mouthpiece for God. But every one of us is God's people, as we said, as we read the scripture there. He said, this ministry is given to us. It's given to us, and we are responsible what we do with it, where we place it, and how we present it, and that to those that are out there in need. And folks, there are many in need today. There's many in need of this great salvation that you and I can enjoy. You say, do you enjoy serving the Lord? I enjoy serving the Lord better than anything else in this world. That's how much I enjoy it. Do I depend on him? Folks, God said in his word, if you have a need, I'll supply it. Amen. If you have a need, I'll supply it. But we are responsible. And sometimes I look around. Sometimes I think we are losing the battle. Do you ever get to thinking like that? Sometimes I just sit down and I'm meditating and I'm praying and I'm talking to the Lord, and sometimes Satan will speak and he'll just say, boy, you're losing the battle. But just go and do it anyway. That's another voice I hear. Satan will say, you're just losing the battle. Look around you. See what's happening. But I hear that little still voice saying, just go and do it anyway. Because, folks, let me tell you something. All of those that are in darkness, they're not going to get it from something else. They're not going to get it from the world.
They're only going to get it through and by God's people and God's church. That's the only hope there is for them. And I encourage you today, the church, stand still and wait upon the Lord. And He's got the glory that you need. He's got the spirit you need. He's got all that you need. And that to be a lighthouse for Him above everything else. Did you know we are the lighthouse? I've visited several places in the country. And a lot of them along the ocean, they had lighthouses. Those lighthouses had a purpose, and they've kept them. They're still standing, although their purpose is not served anymore. But at one time, they had signals going out into that old ocean, giving the ships out there the signal where they were and all different kind of things. They don't do that anymore, but they still keep them there. And they this for to look at. Folks, we are the lighthouse into the dark world. They are out there on that sea of trouble. They are out there looking and hoping. They are out there wondering which direction to go. And folks, we are the lighthouse. We're the one that should be standing bright on the shore, that they can look and see that there is direction. This whole lighthouse will give direction to safety and to what you need. And praise God, we are responsible as God's people to keep the lighthouse shining, to keep it bright, to keep it clean, and sending the signals that those that are in distress can find safety and come home to Jesus. We are responsible. Did you know it's easy to lay your cross down? Matter of fact, many people have laid their cross down. Many that I recall over the years that was so faithful and so sincere, and they laid their cross down and they're just coasting along. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Coasting along, God is not pleased with. Coasting along is not what God wants us to do. But God wants us to be a lighthouse. He wants us to be at the door. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to give shelter. You know how these little old children out here in the world, and many of them are really treated bad, and how many of them go through many situations and many heartaches and many trials. But let me tell you something tonight, or today, the church is the place of safety and goodness and blessing. If you want that for yourself and for your children, and now for my grandchildren, praise God, how they've given all the testimony of God's saving grace. My family, my grandkids all have it. Oh, what a blessing that is. And they live it. They go to church and they practice just what God said to do. And I am so thankful for that. But folks, there is so many out there. I love that song. I won't forget the joy that I found there. Praise God, we are God's people. We should have a joy in salvation that just glows brighter than anything thing in this world. Let us hold up the bloodstained banner. Let us let the candle burn. The Bible said that some are putting it under a bushel and hiding it. They're afraid that someone not see. Someone not see who and what they are. Let me tell you something. He said, don't put it under a bushel, but rather he said, put it on a candlestick and hold it high that others might have have a lighted path unto the glory of God and unto the plan of salvation. And folks, that is our greatest responsibility. That is the greatest need in this world. And I just asked you today as a church, and I don't know anything. I don't know where you're at. I'm just preaching that what God gives me, that we need to be strong, stay steadfast, stay unmovable, and let God's work just go and do it. Amen. If we can allow God just to go and do it, we'll be blessed. There's no doubt about it. God is good. God is good. I heard a little story one time about a little girl, and I thought, well, this is really sweet, and this is really good sense. She told someone, she said, every time I hear the devil knocking at my door, I just send Jesus to answer it. Amen. And you say, well, how does she know when Satan is knocking? Friend, if you're a child of God and you know God and you're living for God and you're doing what God wants you to do, I guarantee you, you will know when Satan knocks on your door. There's no doubt about it. When Satan knocks, you know exactly who it is. And she said, when Satan knocks, I just send Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. I just send Jesus to answer the door. Let me tell you, when Satan sees Jesus, he has to flee. When we can just be strong and able and do what God wants us to do. When Satan knocks on our door, and yes, he does, Brother James, there's not a day, not a moment goes by that Satan is not knocking on someone's door. But let me tell you what God said. He said, take this word, the sword. Take the sword as your weapon. And when you quote the scripture of God and lay it out to Satan, the Bible said he'll have to flee from you. Let me tell you something, church, today. We need to get earnest and get diligent and get sincere about who we are, what we are, and what God expects of us. And when we can do that, we can move mountains. We can do all things in Christ Jesus the Lord. You know what? I think that a lot of God's people are getting to love the world more than they are His church. And that's sad. Driving over this way, I had to come through Owensville. Y'all know what's going on over today. It is just totally covered up with people that's interested in those things. But when you come to the house of God, you find a very few. But I thank God for the faithful few, don't you? I really do. And let us not turn to the things of the world, because they're not what we need. They're not what our people need. They're not what the world needs. And I remember another little story. A little boy said he dropped the penny in a vase, and his little old hand hip just went right down in there. He's going to get his penny. And when he got a hold of the penny and got it in his hand, he had to make a fist. He had to make a fist to hold his penny, and he couldn't get his hand out. He couldn't get his hand out of the vase. He hollered for his dad. Dad, come on. He said, well, son, just let your fingers go straight and you can just get it out there. He said, I can't do that, Dad. I cannot do that. He said, if I do that, I'll drop my penny and it'll go right back down in there. That's the way I think God's people are sometimes. We want to keep things in right where it's at, you know. But let me tell you something, folks. We've got to turn loose of the world and open our hearts to what God wants us to do, and turn loose of the penny of the world and the things of the world, and depend on God. Hey. I don't know if there's anyone here today that is lost, I don't know anybody's heart. You know, God don't give us, none of us. God gives none of us the authority to say someone is lost or someone is saved. That's between him and them. But if you're here today and you're lost, you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've never really decided, or the Spirit maybe has never spoken to your heart. Did you know you can't get saved unless the Spirit speaks to your heart? You cannot decide when you want to and how you want to and just what you want to do. You can't do that. God's plan's not that way. He said, but if you hear that small, still voice speaking, that spiritual voice speaking, and folks, it don't come every day. It don't come every service. It just comes when God sends it to you. And when it comes to you, you know that who is speaking. I believe you know exactly who's talking to you. And when that spiritual voice comes and speaks to you, I don't want to keep you too long, but if you're here today and you feel that spiritual voice, as something is just eating down inside of you and saying you need, then folks, I want you today to make a decision. The Bible says multitudes in the valley of decision. And did you know that everyone that reaches the age of accountability will walk through the valley of decision? They'll come to the place to where they will have to make a decision. You say, I don't have to. Yes, you will have to. God only gives us two. Choose me or choose the world and Satan. There's only two. And yes, you say, well, I'll just be still, not say nothing. If you reject God, you've already chosen the other. So I want you to know today, I want to encourage you to choose God. Come and be saved. Come and enjoy the life that God has got for you. God has got a great life for you, and he wants you to have it. And oh, he paid the most precious price that you could have him. Y'all know that was Jesus. Jesus' life. He gave his life for you. He gave his life that you can be saved. He gave his life because he loves you. Amen. The joy of salvation. Yes, there is not a greater joy.
161.
You might think that
161.
What I can do doesn't mount to anything. Let me tell you something. God has lighted your candle. You might think that little twinkle in such a dark world is not doing anything. It's not reaching anywhere. Just keep on doing it. God said, you do it, and I will add to it. Amen. If you will do your part, I will do mine. I will reach where you cannot reach. I will go to that heart that needs to be saved. I will go and I will speak. You can't go there, but God can. I can't go there, but God can. You might think that that little trumpet in the noise of battle. We are in a battle. You might think that that little trumpet that you're sounding, this gospel trumpet that we're giving out, you might think in the noise of the battle we're in, nobody can or will hear. God said, just go and do it. Someone will hear, and someone will answer, and someone will call, because this warfare that we are in is a great warfare. It's not with carnal weapons, but it's with the weapons of God. And boy, let me tell you something. We need to win our people. We need to win this battle.
Amen.
Keep blowing that little trumpet. Keep that light shining. Keep everything going that God gives you. And just God will add to it. Did you know God said if you will just do this. He said, I will purge it. I will bless it. I will give it greater. I will give you greater than you've ever had. That's God today. That's how much He loves you. And while we stand and have a verse of a song, I want to give you an opportunity. I don't know anybody's heart. That's not my business. But I know one thing. Every heart, every soul is going to answer to that great and almighty God on that revival. You might think, well, I'm not going to, but you are, because everyone is going to face the judgment seat of God. Everyone is going to have to say, either we're going to walk up to Him, and He's going to say, come on in, I see the blood, I see the blood applied to your soul, come on in and enjoy heaven. But to those that are standing outside that does not have the blood applied, He's going to reject, not because He doesn't love them. He loved them just as He loved all. But you got to be willing to accept what Jesus did. Is there one here today that would like to have Jesus in your heart and soul and mind? That would like to know this joy and this peace. That would like to have what Jesus said, I will give you to go with you every day of your life. I'll go with you and I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll be with you every step that you make. And I'll bless your life. And how glorious, God. How wonderful. There's one that's standing in the valley of the sea. One that's never accepted Christ. I don't know your heart. God, and you know your heart. You're standing there in the valley of decision, and God has spoken to your heart. Just come forward and bow this altar and give it all to the Lord. Is that asking too much? Oh, my goodness. What a simple plan God made for us. He said, just come and bow down and just give me your heart. And I'll just come in and I'll pick up my load with you. And I'll sup with you and I'll live with you. That is such a simple plan that men and women will reject. Folks, it's true. It's real. How do you know? I tried. I tried. I tried Jesus. Guess what? When I did what Jesus said to do, guess what? He came in. Guess what? He lived with me. He's been with me every day since that day. The joy that I found that day is still with me. Thank God for all of you. Is there one here today that would just raise your hand and say, I need you. I need you. Is there one just raise your hand? I need you. You got to start somewhere. All of it. Jesus. Jesus is calling. I'm glad Jesus is still calling. I'm glad He was calling. When He called my name.
Amen.
I'm glad that He is still called.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Those that want to go to heaven. Yeah. Some people say, well, I just don't believe there is a heaven. I just don't believe there is a God. You know, I just don't believe that there is a being so great. Look around.
Amen.
Look around. This was not a big boom.
That's right.
This was God's creation.
Amen.
That's right.
And I thank Him for it. I thank Him for what He's done for me. I thank Him for what He's done for all Whosoever will, let him come.
Amen.
Take of the water of life freely. I thank God for that. Thank you for your invitation to come and be with you today. I hope that it's been a blessing to you as much as it has to me. I've enjoyed every bit of it. Those kids, I tell you, those kids singing, kids, keep singing. You might think it's not reaching out, but it is. Keep singing. Keep praising God. Keep enjoying what God has done for you. And I guarantee others will see. Others will see and come and be saved. God bless you.